the early portions of Holy Scripture, we come across Noah, one of those main characters in the early periods of church history. We read of him in Genesis 6 right through for a number of chapters, and he features as one of the pivotal characters at a critical time in the history of humanity. When we think of Noah as a man and the significant role that he had, it is very simply impossible to overstate his importance in Scripture and Revelation. As with many characters in Scripture, we derive a lot of understanding of their life from their name. That isn't always the case, but when you think of the likes of Noah, as it is often commonly observed and taught, his name signifies that of rest and that of peace, but significantly that of rest. Rest is something that we all appreciate in a physical sense. We become weary and tired at the end of the day for one reason or another, maybe through work or ill health, or maybe there's a mental and a emotional weariness that we're experiencing. I suggest that you look around and you'll see in the minds of people a lot of unrest and a lot of dissatisfaction. And maybe people are feeling naturally tired as a result, or fatigued, or whatever it may be. And so people not just looking to sleep and rest, but finding other ways of finding rest for their mind and their soul, as well as their body. There is always this search, there is always this desire and this determination in the hearts of people to find something that will truly satisfy them, to give them that rest which they crave and they desire. The Lord has showed us in Scripture that rest is found in Him, in the Lord alone. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaks of coming unto Him that we might find rest to our soul. But here, as we turn to the early portions of Scripture in Genesis, there are a number of things that we can look at as we explore some reasons for rest. When we look at Noah, we find that first and foremost, and most importantly of all, my friend, that Noah had rest because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6 and verse 8 tells us as much. Interesting to know where that word comes. It comes in the chapter where the Lord has already revealed his grief over humanity because of the atrocities, the sin, the wickedness that was rampant and abounding. And there in the midst of all of that sin and chaos and ruin and spiritual darkness, there was this solitary figure, and it was Noah and his life. And we say, well, how did Noah stand apart from others? Was it just because he was a virtuous man or a good individual and he knew right from wrong better than other people? That's not the reason why. Do not think that when it comes to our Christianity, that we're living in the truth of something which is only recently revealed. The way to God has always been the same. And first and foremost, the great stress is upon the need to find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace always reminds us of that which not only are we unworthy of, but we are ill-deserving of. Our sins have brought down a deserved judgment and wrath. Just like all of these people here, including Noah, before he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the condition of every soul. Maybe you're not a Christian and you're listening to this broadcast, trying to explore every way possible to get rest for your soul. It has to begin here. It has to begin with a confession and an admission that by our sins that we are at war and we are antagonists against the Lord of glory. And that which the Lord has done is gracious. By his grace, he has given us a way of salvation. And just as Noah found rest because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord, before the face of God, so too may we find rest for our soul when we understand what amazing grace is. The hymn writer speaks of that grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I point you always, whether Christian or non-Christian, to our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is the demonstration of the grace of God. Grace for grace, the fullness of grace, all found in him. Noah found rest because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Is it the same with you, my friend? Is this where your rest has begun? Is this where you trace it to? I trust it is. Noah also had rest because as a result of finding grace, he walked with God. If we look at Genesis 6 again, verse 9, we read of the character of Noah after he found grace, after that great spiritual transformation where there was a heart of flesh given unto him. He was a just man, A just man because he was made just in the eyes of God. A just man who could walk perfect because he was made right before God. And yet that put a stress and an emphasis upon his need to do this, to demonstrate it, to live it out. And it says that Noah walked with God. There are so many ways that people will try to explain what a Christian life is or isn't. And it can become very complicated, very confusing. Can I make it very simple for you? Can I spell it out in simple, biblical, Old Testament and New Testament language? You say, well, what does the Lord want me to do as a Christian? How can I serve him? I can tell you this, where you are right now, even in the midst of a lockdown and with certain restrictions that we're still feeling, there's been a little lift of some measures, but not much. So we say, what shall we do? The Lord says, walk with me. Walk with me indicates a personal thing, a very precious thing. It's very intimate. You're walking with him and by him, and you're following him, not away from him, but by the Lord and with the Lord. And this will result in the experience and the enjoyment of this great peace. We are never as much as at peace with God than when we are walking with him in sweet fellowship. This is rest, my friend. And we may also say that Noah was preserved by Lord. We think of Genesis chapter 7, the Lord speaks to his servant, come now, and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Noah served and ministered for many years as he built the ark. And I suggest, and I guess, as we all agree, that for the most part he was ignored. That's really testified by how few went into the ark. What a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our only way of salvation. Preservation from the wrath of God, the righteous judgment of God, is only found in him. You want rest for your conscience and soul, and peace with mind? Then enter into the ark, enter into Christ. And believer, what preservation he'll put upon you. He'll be there in the midst of the storm, preserving us. He is our rest. And then we might say, lastly, a reason for rest came because Noah was remembered by the Lord. Genesis 8 and verse 1, God remembered Noah. It's a very unsettling thing when someone forgets about us. And maybe it's done oftentimes just by mistake, and we have to understand that. But when it's done intentionally, it's never a nice thing. Aren't you glad the Lord always remembers his people? He's always there. He doesn't forget his own, whom he has purchased by precious blood, whom he has placed into the side of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom that blood has been shed, for whom are clothed by the righteousness of Christ. He never forgets us. He remembers us. You want rest and peace, just like Noah? Then I tell you, look to this great truth. Confide in it. The Lord remembers you. Let's pray. Father, we do remember those that are in need this day, those that grieve and those that are sad. Come by, Lord, and give them sweet messages of consolation to their soul. We thank you there are reasons for rest in the Word of God. Seal them to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.